Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. Americans are paying close attention to Puerto Rico now. It's all over the news at night, and the military is mobilized and bringing aid to the island. All of that attention after a Category 4 hurricane to many Puerto Ricans seemed to get started slowly. A lot of them spent days after the storm struggling to get the suffering of friends and family on the island noticed. And many are wondering what the future will be like now for Puerto Rico after the wrecked houses are cleared and power is finally restored. Esmeralda Santiago left Puerto Rico for New York in 1961 when she was only 13 years old. Since then, the island has stayed with her through language and culture and her work. As a writer living in New York today, Esmeralda Santiago is a kind of cultural ambassador for the identity and the spirit of Puerto Rico. Santiago is the author of the books When I Was Puerto Rican and Conquistadora, and she joins me now to talk about how she's been thinking about recent events in Puerto Rico. Esmeralda, thanks for being with us.
Muchas gracias. Hola. I'm very happy to be here.
Hola to you as well. Esmeralda, we've been hearing so much from Puerto Rican people on this show over the last week. Policymakers, people with family and friends with no contact on the island, people who've watched their homes and their island wiped out. What have you been thinking about over this last week?
I have been thinking about nothing but Puerto Rico and its people. It's been a very difficult thing to be across the Atlantic and to hear and see and worry and fantasize and panic about what's going on there and feeling completely helpless because I can't help from here. It's been very, very emotional for me and for the millions of Puerto Ricans who are away from the island, but who still have a lot of family and friends there. And we know what's going on, and we want to help.
And what about your family? Are they all right?
Thank you for asking. My family is safe. They were evacuated. They have been flooded. They're staying with friends. And I still have not heard from my elderly aunt and my cousins. That has been one of my big worries. I just have not been able to get in touch with any of them. But I hope that they're okay.
This is one of the times, Esmeralda Santiago, when people might expect you to be writing, because you're famous for it and famous for reflecting the Puerto Rican experience through your writing. Have you been able to do it?
I have not been able to write a word except in my journals, my frustration and my fears and my concerns for my Puerto Rican people on the island. It's just difficult to focus on anything but trying to find information and speaking to my friends. And I have to be honest. I mean, I've been very, very lucky that many of my friends here in the United States, they reached out, people that I have not heard from years, have reached out to me to say, what can we do? How can we help? And that has been a comfort. But my writing is really, it's on the back burner for now.
Well, Puerto Rico has a lot of stories, of course, but one of the main ones is diaspora, and you've included it in your art, and you've lived it. Millions of Puerto Ricans are here on the mainland, with millions more back home. 80,000 more leave every year. What is in store for the spirit of Puerto Rican people now, given the devastation of this storm, do you think?
The Puerto Ricans that I see and that I speak to are so optimistic, and they are looking forward to making things better than before the hurricane. And we are optimistic and generous. The many, many situations that I have observed, that I've been told about, that I read about, are neighbors helping neighbors, a young man carrying an elderly lady who is wheelchair-bound and is trying to get her out of her flooded home. These kinds of visions of my people just make me so, so emotional and so proud, because they really, they're doing everything that they can to make things better, always with this vision that things are going to get better. And that optimism is very, very encouraging, even as it breaks your heart, because you see how much work there is ahead of them.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the future of the island, because we've had so many experts on this show over the last several weeks describe the Puerto Rican diaspora that you write about. And devastation like this only pushes more people, the people who have money for plane tickets, to the mainland, off the island. Is there a threat there for the future of Puerto Rico if so many more people might leave?
I don't know any Puerto Ricans who have left the island who don't have a dream of returning to the Puerto Rico that they left. That is certainly my case. That is the case of everyone that I know who are Puerto Ricans and were born there or whose parents were born there. And there's always this dream of going back and living there because we have a very, very big attachment to this small island, and that's our plan, really. It's my plan, even though I have not been able to accomplish it. And given this situation, it's going to be very difficult to imagine the little finquita in the countryside of Puerto Rico. But I do believe that those of us here will make every effort to go back. And one of the things that I have been encouraging the people who follow me on my social media is if you have a vacation coming up, this is where you should consider going. Maybe things are not going to be as comfortable as they were before the hurricane, but people there need jobs. They need a sense that we care about them. We need your dollars so that they can help themselves, so that they can rebuild their homes, so that they can rebuild the island structure. And I do hope that the diaspora will respond because we will be the first line of the rebuilding of the island.
Well, Esmeralda Santiago, we're grateful that you've taken this time to spend with us during a very difficult moment for you and for your family. So thank you for being here.
Thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
Author Esmeralda Santiago.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.